Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Navigating Your Next Discover the Career You Want and the Path to Get There by Julian Lighton is a career development guide focused on professional choice, transition, and long-term direction. Drawing on Lighton's background as a Silicon Valley strategist, executive coach, former senior operating executive, and advisor, the book is positioned for readers who need a practical way to decide what they want from work and how to move toward it. Its purpose is not simply to encourage ambition, but to translate career uncertainty into a structured process. The book addresses professionals launching careers, considering pivots, stepping into leadership, or reassessing goals after achievement. It is especially relevant to people working in technology and professional services, where AI, restructuring, and market volatility are changing established career paths. Rather than presenting career growth as a linear ladder, it treats it as an intentional navigation problem, requiring self-knowledge, strategic positioning, and disciplined action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 7-step framework turns career uncertainty into a decision process. A central feature of Navigating Your Next is its practical 7-step framework for identifying career goals and building a path toward them. The importance of this structure is that career decisions are often made under emotional pressure, social comparison, or vague dissatisfaction. A framework slows the process down and asks the reader to examine goals, trade-offs, capabilities, and next actions in sequence. This makes the book different from advice that treats career progress as a matter of confidence alone. Lighton's approach reflects an executive strategy background: define the objective, understand the current position, identify options, and choose a course of action that can be tested. The framework is particularly useful because modern careers rarely unfold predictably. Professionals may face layoffs, automation, promotion bottlenecks, or a loss of meaning in roles that once looked successful. By organizing the search for direction into steps, the book gives readers a repeatable method rather than a single answer. Its value lies in making career planning less reactive and more evidence-based. Secondly, the book begins with defining what the reader actually wants from work. Lighton places significant emphasis on clarifying what a person wants from a career before choosing tactics. This is a meaningful starting point because many professionals pursue goals inherited from employers, families, peer groups, or industry norms. Titles, compensation, prestige, and proximity to power can become substitutes for a genuine definition of professional satisfaction. Navigating Your Next treats the question of desire as practical rather than abstract. If a reader cannot distinguish between external markers of achievement and personally meaningful goals, then networking, job searching, or leadership development may simply accelerate movement in the wrong direction. The book, therefore, asks readers to consider how work affects identity, happiness, relationships, and financial security. This broad view is especially relevant for mid-career professionals who have already achieved some conventional goals, but feel uncertain about what should come next. The topic also gives the book a more reflective dimension than many career manuals. Its premise is that career strategy must start with a clear personal definition of the outcome. Thirdly, personal value proposition becomes the bridge between self-knowledge and opportunity. Another key theme is the development and communication of a personal value proposition. In career strategy, self-knowledge is not enough unless it can be translated into language that employers, clients, colleagues, or boards can understand. Lighton focuses on helping readers identify what they bring to a professional setting and communicate that contribution with confidence. This includes recognizing strengths, experience, judgment, and problem-solving ability in a way that is specific rather than generic. The idea is especially important in competitive industries where many capable people have similar credentials. A clear value proposition helps a professional explain why their background matters for a particular opportunity, not merely list past roles. It also supports transitions, because a person changing function, industry, or seniority level must show how existing skills transfer to a new context. The book appears to treat this not as self-promotion for its own sake, but as a strategic discipline. Readers are encouraged to make their usefulness legible, credible, and aligned with the direction they want to pursue. Fourthly, AI disruption and volatile markets require adaptable career strategy. Navigating Your Next is framed as timely because it addresses career planning in an environment shaped by AI, restructuring, and rapid shifts in technology-related markets. This context matters because traditional career assumptions are becoming less reliable. A professional may have strong experience and still face role redesign, automation pressure, changing hiring patterns, or organizational instability. Lighton's contribution is to connect personal career planning with broader market awareness. The reader is not encouraged to ignore disruption or respond with panic. Instead, the book positions uncertainty as a reason to become clearer about direction, transferable value, and strategic options. This is particularly relevant for technology, media, telecommunications, and professional services workers, where skill cycles and business models can change quickly. The implication is that resilience is not only emotional, it is also strategic. A career plan must be revisited as markets change, and professionals need the ability to interpret external signals without surrendering their agency. The book therefore treats adaptability as a core career competency. Lastly, reflection tools help readers manage stress and avoid reactive career moves. The book also includes practical tools for maintaining perspective during stressful career periods. Reported examples include the proof jar, a habit of noting positive work experiences, and the three-line night reset, a brief reflection on challenges, support, and possible improvements. These tools are modest in form, but they address an important problem in career decision, making people often make major choices when they are exhausted, angry, or discouraged. A difficult manager, failed interview, reorganization, or persistent uncertainty can distort judgment and make immediate escape feel like the only option. Reflection practices create a record that counters emotional selectivity. They help readers notice evidence of capability, support, progress, or recurring problems rather than relying on a single bad day. This does not mean tolerating unhealthy work indefinitely, rather it helps separate a strategic career move from an impulsive reaction. By including daily practices alongside larger planning frameworks, Lighten connects high-level career strategy with the psychological discipline needed to execute it. In conclusion, Navigating Your Next is best suited for professionals who are not merely looking for a new job, but trying to make a more deliberate career decision. It will likely be most useful to early career readers seeking direction, mid-career professionals considering a pivot, leaders reassessing the next stage of achievement, and people in technology or professional services facing disruption. Its practical benefit is the combination of reflection, positioning, and action. Readers are pushed to define what they want, identify their value, communicate it clearly, and adapt to a shifting labor market. Intellectually, the book encourages a more strategic understanding of work, where career satisfaction depends on alignment between personal aims and market realities. What makes it stand out from many career books is Lighten's operating and advisory background in Silicon Valley and large-scale business environments. The advice is presented less as inspiration and more as a decision framework shaped by real organizational experience. It also distinguishes itself by linking career planning to AI-era volatility without reducing the subject to trend commentary. The result is a grounded guide for readers who want structure, clarity, and practical tools rather than generic encouragement. If you would like to support Julian Lighten, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.